Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have found our podcast. We have so many exciting, fun, cool, informative episodes for you to go back and listen to if you get some free time in your schedule. You don't have to listen to them all at once because it's about 100+ episodes. So take your time and go back and listen to those whenever you get a free moment. And just enjoy. I interview your peers. I talk about so many cool things that are really important and valuable for everyday life. So if you get an opportunity, go back and listen to those. And of course, I really want you to tune into today's episode. I know you're going to love the content that we have for you today. So thanks again for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, I truly appreciate you. And I am so glad that you're back. The fact that you are back lets me know that I'm doing something right. And so I appreciate you tuning in. You know the drill. Go ahead and grab your notebook, your Listen and Learn journal. New listeners, if you need a Listen and Learn journal, the link to that for Amazon is in the show notes. So you can have your parents get that for you. Or if you are old enough to purchase on Amazon and you want one, go ahead and click that link and pick you up one or two or however many you like. All right, let's get this party started. You know, I often like to start out sharing how my day went. It was absolutely amazing. I had my boys club, I had my co-ed social group, I had some one-on-one sessions that I did today. It was a ton of fun. And then I went to do some fellowship and I had fun with my daughter, and then I just took a little ride around the city, which was a lot of fun. I didn't really do anything major, but just hop in my car and I did something fun. I did something enjoyable. I did something that I love, and I did something that was positive, which is what we are going to be talking about today. We are starting a new series called Choose Positivity. Yes, that is the air horn. New listeners, I do an air horn every time something exciting goes on with our podcast, which is literally every episode just about. But we are switching gears to our casual conversation that we've been having over the past several weeks about different topics, and we're focusing and honing in on one particular topic. Now, this is not the first time that we've done a series on the podcast. Most oftentimes, I do a summertime series where I have multiple episodes under one title, and we just talk about subtitles for each of those episodes. So you'll see how this works, and I'll be sure to be very descriptive in the show notes and just also give you all an opportunity to have an outlet to ask questions if you need. Okay, so again, grab your Listen and Learn journal or grab a notebook or sticky notes, whatever you need, because I really want you all to take notes. We're really going to be diving into this topic because positivity is important, and I really want to break this down for you all so that you are in a great space to where you're learning and growing and you're being positive, but then people see how positive that you are and they want to be positive just like you, okay? So this is going to take more than one episode, and that's something I share with my kiddos today in our social sessions. This is not going to take just one session or two sessions. We don't know, but we're going to talk about it until we are all in a great space and we are ready to move forward and be able to quickly choose positivity if things are not going our way. Okay, so let's jump right in. This is episode 1, Choose positivity, okay? A new series, which I'm so excited about. So the first tip that I want to tell you all and encourage you all to do when you're looking to learn how to choose positivity is put yourself in someone else's shoes, right? Just think about this for a moment. And even let's just take this a step back. When we're thinking about positivity, we're thinking about the goodness in things, being great, being kind, being happy, being a great helper to someone. Okay? When I think about all those things, love, appreciation, kindness, joyfulness, thankfulness, all of these things, I think about positivity. And in that, I really want to go out and be that positive person. I want to put a smile on someone's face. I want to help someone else out with whatever they might be struggling with or whatever they may need help on. And so with that being said, I personally look at others and I put myself in their shoes. What if someone needs me? If I'm being negative and I have a bad attitude and I don't want to help someone, they could feel that vibe from me. They could feel that negative energy coming from me. And it might make them hesitant to ask me to do something for them in the future, or it might make them hesitant to want to reach out to me if they need something. So I have to put myself in other people's shoes, and I want to encourage you all to do just that. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. Now, do I mean go and get their shoes and put them on and try their shoes on and walk around in their shoes? No, I don't mean that, guys. What I mean is put yourself in their space. Think about what it would be like in their space, and then focus on being positive towards them. Focus on being good towards them. Think about the impact that it might have on them if you are positive. And then I want you to think about the impact that it might have on them if you are negative, okay? No matter what the situation is, if you are negative in something that it is that you're doing, or if you are negative in something that you are doing towards them, okay? So put yourself in someone else's shoes. The next tip I want to share with you all and talk to you all about is practice. Practice being positive and practice choosing the positive route, okay? And so I really want to break this down. When we practice things, we get better at them. There's this saying, oh, practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Well, not necessarily so. Practice makes things better, right? So with that being said, the more you practice, the greater you might become at something or become at doing something. So let's focus on just practicing being positive. Now, that's really easy to do. I love lists, and so I want to encourage you all to make a list of three things. That's all. Three simple things that you can be positive in each day. Saying hello to someone, greeting someone, doing an extra chore around the house, okay? Helping someone out, being there for someone, even if they didn't ask for your help. That's so awesome when you extend your hand to someone that needs you and they didn't ask for help, okay? So practice those things. And before you even practice with someone, practice with yourself, okay? Be good to yourself. Be great to yourself. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a fist pump. You have two hands. Give yourself a high five, right? Really, really nurture yourself and be positive to yourself. Look in the mirror and say positive things about yourself. You got some big, strong muscles? Put those muscles up and say, my muscles are strong. they are big. I am confident. I am great. I am powerful. I am loved. Whatever you want to say, my outfit looks great. My hair looks great. My eyes look great. My ears look amazing. My face looks beautiful. My skin is stunning. I look cool. Whatever you want to say, say it. Be positive to yourself. And when you are positive to yourself, I guarantee you guys, you can be positive towards others, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind, and I really, really, really want you to practice that as well, okay? Now, the next one. Share the struggles of being positive with others, okay? Share those struggles. Share those challenges. One of the questions that I asked today is it easier to be positive or negative? And many of my kiddos, many of the students said it's easier to be negative, but they wished that it was easier to be positive. And it can be, and that's what I told them. But it takes time to get to that space of choosing positivity. A lot of times in life, if something goes wrong, we immediately want to get mad. We immediately want to get mad because getting mad gets some sort of response from others, right? It does. And if you're mad and you scream out, there's an adult who might say, that's not the right thing to do. What's wrong? They may run over to you. Okay. That's their immediate response to help you out in that way. But just think about trying, being positive. If something goes wrong and you go up to an adult calmly and you say, I really need help with this. I'm feeling very upset inside. And you can express your emotions by crying. You can express your frustrations by being calm. But imagine if you went over to that adult and you said that. They would say, you know what? I am so glad. I am so glad that you came to me to allow me to help you solve this problem. Okay? So take an opportunity to share the struggles and the challenges of being positive with others. Share those struggles and challenges with adults, with your parents, with teachers, with, you know, friends, with therapists, anybody that you view and see as a trusted adult. Share those things, okay? And for my students, you all share them with me because that's what we are here for. We are here to work together to make you even greater than you already are in this area, okay? So it's a lot that we've talked about now. If you need to pause or if you need to rewind, go back and do that, right? Write these things down. Study them like you might study your math. Study them like you might study your PSAT. Study them like you might study your driving tests, okay? Because it's not just for children who are 3 or 5 or 10 or 12 or 16 or 21. It's for everyone. And so with that being said, I want to thank you kiddos for tuning in. And parents, I want to thank you for allowing your kiddos to tune in as well. Thank you for being here too, supporting the cause. This is a new topic and it's one that is needed. It's one that I've been looking forward to doing. And so I'm really excited to just go ahead and move forward with talking about choosing positivity. And so I actually don't have a legit number on how many episodes this is going to be. Is it going to be 5 episodes? Will it be 10? Will it be 15? Will we be talking about this through the duration of the year with a sprinkle of other topics in between? I'm not sure. I'm going with the flow. I'm being flexible because this is a space that my crew is interested in talking about and hearing about, okay? But always feel free to throw those emails at me with topics that we need to discuss and we can go from there, okay? I'm looking forward to connecting with you all via email as we always do each week. You can connect with me at the website listenandlearnllc.com. You can connect with me via email listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Our locations in Kennesaw, Georgia, our locations in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. I am here for you. Connect with me for a free consultation. If you are a potential family who is looking for services for your kiddos, you can connect with me at any time. We are by appointment only in both locations, so feel free to reach out to me first. That is very important because I'm not always in Georgia and I'm not always in Missouri. So I want to be sure that we get you on the roster and on the calendar to connect with me. So we'll do that by email and then by phone first, okay? Super excited about that. And of course, across the globe, I have callers calling from all over, and I'm so thankful for that. And if you are referring people to me, thank you so much as well. I truly appreciate that. We are on a progressive path to just moving forward and making, sweeping the nation with just this new social wave, this social experience, the ultimate social experience, as I like to call it. So thank you all for referring people over to me. I truly appreciate you. And I can't wait to share other big things that are happening with Listen and Learn, and then other projects that I'm working with my business partner. So I'm excited about that as well. In the meantime, you can find our Facebook page. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, GA. And I have so many cool, fun, exciting photos and videos over there. You all have to check it out. These kids that I work with, they are absolutely hilarious, and we just have so much fun. I wish I could post them all and all the exciting things that we do. But follow us over there. I keep updates about our holiday closures, upcoming events, exciting awards that we might receive, and just the day-to-day or week-to-week activities that we do. I give you snippets over there, so enjoy those. And feel free to like the page, if you will. We'd appreciate it. Of course, you can find this podcast on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa. Wherever you listen to our podcast, we are there. So thank you so much for your constant support. Remember, guys, choose positivity, okay? Repeat after me, choose. Say it a little louder. Choose. Positivity. All right, thank you all. I appreciate you. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.